I have always really liked the course here. The old course was like made for me, but the new one I still really like. It suits a lot of my strengths. You still have a lot of climbing, but a lot of it is like climbing where you have to find the glide. It's not just like get up this wall. It's like you sort of have to finesse it. And I think that's really, really cool. And I think it makes it very fun to watch. And like you said, there's a lot of like seriously working downhills. So I think that's a really, really fun. I mean, I just love the course here. I thought it skied really well. I wasn't skiing. I didn't get to ski with like anybody else. So I was out there by myself the whole time. So I was hoping to maybe lap through and get a ride, but it didn't really work out that way for me. But so I have no idea like where my skis stacked up or anything. But I was really happy with my process goals, which in the end is all I can control. So I set some technique goals, some mental goals, and some pacing goals, and I checked all three off the list. And so, the end result wasn't what I know that I'm capable of, based on period one, based on how this course suits me. For whatever reason, the end result wasn't, it wasn't where I know that I have the potential to be. But that said, like I'm really proud of my effort because I went out there and I was pushing absolutely as hard as I could, and I thought I skied it technically better than maybe I ever have before. So I was really, I was in that regard, like I gotta be proud of it, and I was happy with it.
What does it also say to you about the depth of the women's field? And this is a tour that, it's a non-championship year, no Olympics, no world champs. So everyone's here. And people are really firing, at least from my impression. What does that say to you about? Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's, I don't know, I think it's really cool because a lot of times some people have said like, hey, the men's field has a lot of depth, not so much on the women's side. And I think we saw today, like there is a lot of depth, on the women's side, and it's not a guarantee of what the podium is going to be. And I think that was very exciting. I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for the viewers. Like, as you said, you're like, this was cool to watch. Like, it was like good production value, basically. And I think that's really, really cool. It's so good for cross country skiing. And I think it makes it a more exciting tour when it's not cut and dry after stage two. Like, well, here's how it's going to shake down. And so I think that keeps it just really exciting.
Thinking about kind of the overall right now, you are sitting in ninth. Obviously there was that blip on stage one. You had a great sprint. You've had, I mean, from my perspective, had a great race today. And it looks like you're sitting in ninth overall, about a minute 10 back to Johaug. And we're coming into a classic pursuit tomorrow and then a mass start classic, I believe on Friday. Yeah, and your classic skiing has been, to maybe quote Devin Kershaw, like really great this year. It's a really great this year. I mean,
He said that. That's so nice. I didn't know he said that.
but you've had some really great classic races, and I'm not going to get into breaking down anyone's technique, frankly. But like strategically, how do you look at these next series of classic races?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, well, as you mentioned, like it's always a positive mindset, right? Because like you said, like we had that pretty big hurdle to get over on stage one, and that was really tough. But like being negative about it isn't going to help anybody. And it was so cool to see how the techs just rallied and came roaring back the next day and delivered us fantastic skis. And it was just like, that was very cool. I was so proud of the team for not like just being like, hey, objectively, that sucked, but we're getting over it and we're moving on and we are fixing it and we're learning from it. That was all. And it was like no wasted energy. And that was so cool. But for me, like in terms of the overall tour, like in order to have a really good overall tour to overcome that first day, it basically needs to be like pretty close to perfect efforts from here on out, which is a lot of pressure, but that's why I'm not worrying about it. And I'm not thinking about the overall tour at all. Because in a way, it's like the pressure's off because of what happened on stage one. And I'm just seeing every day as like a totally separate event. Like today is totally separate. Tomorrow's a new event as well. Like the mass start, the sprint, the hill climb. Like I'm just seeing them as like, just go into it like any other race and not put pressure on myself. Because I think the moment you start going, wow, I have to make up all these seconds, like every single race, like that's like an inhuman amount of pressure to deal with. So just seeing it as like, hey, like, what are my process goals? Like the way I do for every race, like, what do I need to focus on technique wise? What is my pacing strategy? What is my mental strategy? Like, how do I race this as well as I can? And then just focusing on executing those goals and that plan. And then, you know, you can't control your skis. You can't control anybody else or their skis. And so like, just really just worrying about what is within my control in the moment is sort of my strategy for the tour, because I think it can get really overwhelming when you think like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like even when you're, you know, yeah, I just think like worrying about the overall time and the overall placing just never really helped anybody.
Sure. Totally. So a couple more questions here, but, you were starter number 42. You had a ghost in front of you in Julia Kern, who was sick today and did not start. But you also had, you know, I'll say the benefit. I don't know how people look at, you know, Teresa Johaug's splits out on course. But you had, you know, really good, valuable splits out there in terms of, you know, how you might pace or how you were doing. Were you asking for splits today, or were you just like, let me just race my own race?
Yeah, well, usually my strategy is just race my own race because I'm going as hard as I can. And hearing about other people's splits, it's like, I'm not going to be able to go harder than 100% just because somebody tells me where I am, right? Like, it's like mathematically impossible. It's like, I can't give more than I can give right now. So in that way, it's like, yeah, it's cool to get splits to know where you are. It can be motivating or it can be demotivating if you, you know, like if your skis aren't performing well and you're giving it all you have and you're like, why am I back here? So it can go both ways. But I think the thing is like, whether or not you ask for splits, you're going to hear them out there. From like other teams, which is really nice. Like they're, you know, like coaches are really kind and they'll give you a split, you know? And so like you have to be prepared for the fact that you're going to hear a split whether or not you want it. And so like how you mentally handle that information is like, you can either just say like, cool, moving on, or like let it really rock you one way or the other. But I try to not let splits like impact how I race because it's sort of like whether or not somebody cheers well for you. Like, I don't want to let that impact my racing.
And it was obviously very tight today. I'm just curious, like, did you know, as just someone who I know respects great performances, what are your thoughts on that?
I thought it was so cool. I mean, and I really like and respect both of them. So it's not that I'm rooting, you know, for one person more than another, but from a purely like, this is great for entertainment and sport perspective. That was really great for the sport. You know, like today, the fact that you did not know who was going to come away with a win. I thought that was really cool. It's so fun to have Ingvild back. I'm really happy for her that she is back. And it was just, yeah, it was really fun to talk to her the other day. And I think she's, like just so stoked to be racing. So it's so fun to like see her come back just roaring, you know, like that was really, really fun to see. So I'm just really stoked for her because she put together obviously an awesome race today. And that's something to really be proud of.
Yeah, it was cool. Okay, anything else?
In general, just really proud of the team. It was so cool to have all of our women within the top 33, I think. Like that is like, speaking of depth of the women's team on the World Cup, like that's really cool to see the depth of the US team, because that would have been like sending us through the roof in happiness a few years ago. And now everyone's just kind of like, cool. Like, and I think that's a mark of where we've come. The fact that like nobody really blinked. But I think it's really important to celebrate the little victories and to see how far we've come and to really acknowledge like how well skiing is going in this country. And so I think that's just been really fun to like take a step back and go, wow, that's